Hey, this is Brock.
Hey, Brock, it's Gail over at Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Gail. Good. Yeah, hey. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Did you have a chance to look at those links I sent over to you?
I did. Yeah, and I pulled up your website and looked at like your different packages and stuff. So,
awesome.
Yeah, so I guess I'm just trying to figure out how you guys can guarantee, I guess, a position in the results.
So nobody can offer a guarantee, but just past history, we have a 96% success rate getting our clients into that map section. So, of course, you could be one of the 4%, but I don't know. I like 96% odds pretty well. We are just very good at what we do, and we work diligently to get our clients into that map section. And we have the know-how directly trained from Google in how to make that happen. So I'm confident that we can show you the results.
So what would be like a realistic expectation for a timeline for getting?
Excellent question. So,
top result.
Absolutely. So timeline, the way things roll out, if today is day one, the day we get you set up, between now and about 7 days, your reporting dashboard is going to come online. I don't remember if we talked about the reporting dashboard or not.
You mentioned it.
Okay. So it's an area in our system where you can log in anytime in real time to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, retrieve phone numbers if you missed a call, things like that, upload photos for us. And there's also the normal user side of things, so changing your credit card information or changing an email address, things like that. And then also between now and 7 days out, we'll get directory submissions out. So the about 60 different directories that we'll get you listed on. And then between now and 14 days out, your Facebook ads will be running. We'll get those up and going. And then overall timeline for first page is about 30 to 45 days. Now, quite often, so part of that 30 to 45 days is a 6 to 10 day wait period for the Google Business Profile to, well, really for the postcard to come. But you've already got a Google Business Profile, so that could help shorten that timeline a little bit too. But we'll be doing programming during that entire time and pushing information and data over to Google.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just wondering because I am ranked on in certain cities. I pull up for Peoria depending on the keywords you know that you're typing in.
Right.
So, because I like I said I've got a group that handles that for me with my website and my Google
Right.
and stuff. So I'm just trying to just determine what would be different with
Right.
what I currently use.
So we
just all the same stuff that you guys can all put in, right?
So what we handle is different than what they're handling. We don't do, I guess you categorize it as social media management. We don't do posts. We don't write articles. If you needed it, we would write the content for your website, and we do write the ads that'll go out. But as far as posts, we don't do that. So it's great that you've got somebody that is doing that though, because that's a great component that's going to help amp your visibility too.
Right. So I'm just, besides the ads that you guys do, I mean, the Google listing or the Google profile.
Right.
I mean, is there different, because they've kind of showed me like the back end of it, of, like where they put in all the different stuff. I'm just trying to figure out how you guys do it differently.
Gotcha. I don't know exactly what they're doing or how they do it. So it's kind of hard to speak to the differences, but you know, I can tell you what we do, and that is, and I'm not a programmer, so I can't tell you exactly what it looks like from that end, but we do the programming with the Google Business Profile so that you do show up for all of your keywords in the map anytime someone is searching. And that's a combination of just our know-how in how to do white hat backlinking, of course, the directory listings, and then the programming on the GBP itself, so that you do come up on the first page search results in the map.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't look like they're doing any directory submissions or keeping you up there. I was just looking. I don't see.
No, they don't put me in a bunch of directories.
And then they're probably.
Does that have a cross benefit with Google, or just for people on those other platforms?
It's a little bit of both. Yeah, it's to catch those folks that are on the other platforms searching. But then Google also likes to see those directory submissions to know that you're active, you're doing things. So the directory submissions help. And then, of course, backlinking helps too.
Yeah. So, who do you get backlinking through? I mean, that's like getting attached to like big websites, right?
You know, I don't know who they backlink to because I don't work on the programming side. I would imagine it probably varies based on industry. I mean, your soul, or a guy who does concrete, is going to have probably different type of backlinks, if that makes sense.
Sure. So I'm just wondering how. Like, is that a guaranteed thing that you guys will get backlinked to, like, big companies, or?
That is one of the things we do, yes. Yep, along with all of the other programming and all the other work. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it clear as mud now?
Yeah, I mean, so... I guess I'm kind of more interested in the advertising side that we're talking about, just with Facebook. I mean, is there like a way to put a package together to just focus on that, or does it need to be combined with?
No, actually, we can do just Facebook too. In fact, one of our prepaid plans might actually be perfect. Reason is, we can save you quite a bit of money off of the retail by doing the prepaid Facebook. So we could do, let's see, I'm adding these up and figuring out what they've got where. Okay. They've actually got SEO still wrapped in here, too. Tell you what, Brock. Let me check on a couple of things. I want to talk to our revenue VP and ask him about a couple of these. How they might look with, so you're thinking without the SEO, just doing Facebook ads?
I think so, because I mean, I've got some SEO guys that are doing a lot of that already.
Okay.
And, yeah, they haven't been doing it that long, so I want to give it more time to see where they can take it.
You bet. Yeah, if you've got somebody already working on SEO, definitely. Let's do this. they're actually getting ready to close us for our lunch period. So the listing one isn't going anywhere. So I'm going to hang on to that over lunch period in case you wanted us to do that. But let me get the numbers right on the Facebook ads and what the savings would be on the prepaid. And then can I give you a call back in, say, an hour and a half?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. I will, any other questions that I should get answered while I'm working on this?
Well, so just with, like, Facebook advertising, so is it, because I know, like, with Google, for advertising, the cost depends on the industry. So they have, like, just varying costs. For Facebook, is it just a flat, like, it costs 50 cents no matter what the industry is?
Will check.
Okay.
That's an excellent question. I will check on that. I will find that out for you, too. I've made a note. Okay. Super. All right, Brock. Well, I will talk to you in about an hour and a half. I'll get a hold of the right people and see what we've got.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
Yeah. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.